WMSC 90.3 presents The Killing Joke, created by Alan Moore and Brian Bolland. Adapted for WMSC by Jeremy Doyle with Rob Dickerson.
Got him in here. We think he's up to something. You've got 5 minutes. Just get him to say anything.
See, there were these two guys in a lunatic asylum.
I came to talk. I've been thinking lately about you and me, about what's going to happen to us in the end. We're going to kill each other, aren't we? Know that I'd make a genuine effort to talk things over and avert that outcome. Just once. Are you listening to me? It's life and death that I'm discussing here. Maybe my death, maybe yours. I don't fully understand why ours is such a fatal relationship, but I don't want your murder on my hands.
Hey! Wait a minute! Don't you touch me! I got rights! You're not allowed to touch me!
Where is he?
Ah! Don't hurt me! It wasn't my idea! It was his! He said he'd kill me if I didn't! Oh, God! No!
Do you realize? Do you realize what you've set free? Where is he?
Ah! Get him off of me!
Dear God, he's gone berserk! Open that door! Alright, that's enough. You know the laws regarding mistreatment of inmates as well as I do. If you harm one hair on his head... Wait, that's not the Joker. Who is that?
Commissioner, if you're concerned about it, it's yours. Take care of it. Now, you whimpering little smear of slime, I'm going to ask you politely, just one more time.
Ah, there you are. With this weather springing up, I was afraid you wouldn't show. Have you had a chance to inspect this old theme park yet and decide if it's what you're looking for?
Well, it's garish. Ugly, and derelicts have used it for a toilet. The rides are dilapidated to the point of being lethal, and could easily maim or kill innocent little children.
Oh, so you don't like it?
Don't like it? I'm crazy for it!
You really want to buy it? And the price I mentioned, it isn't too steep?
Too steep? My dear sir, as I look at it, I'm making a killing.
Don't worry, you'll do great.
Anyway, money isn't really a problem.
And let me know how it goes.
Not these days.
Well, how'd it go? Did they like your act?
Well, they said they might call me. I don't know, I got nervous, messed up a punchline.
Oh.
What do you mean, oh?
I didn't mean anything.
Yes, you did. The way you said it. Oh. Like that.
Jesus, all I said was...
You said, oh. As an oh, so you didn't get a job? As an oh, so how are we gonna feed the baby? You think I'm not worried about that? You think I don't care? That it's all a big joke to me or something? Jesus, I have to go. I have to go and stand up there. And nobody laughs. You think I... Oh, God, I'm sorry.
Oh, baby.
I don't mean to take it out on you. You're suffering enough being married to a loser.
Honey, that's not...
It's true. I can't support you. Oh, GD, what are we gonna do?
It'll be okay. Junior won't be here for another 3 months, and I think Mrs. Burkus will let the rent go for a little longer. She feels sorry for me.
She hates me. She comes out into the hallway to scowl every time I go upstairs. This house stinks of cat litter and old people. I've got to get you out of here before the baby comes. I just want enough money to get set up in a decent neighborhood. There are girls on the street who earn that in a weekend without having to tell a single joke.
Honey, don't worry, not about any of it. I still love you, you know? Job or no job, you're good in the sack. And you know how to make me laugh.
You know, I'm positive you won't regret this purchase. The place isn't that dilapidated. Some of these rides are still pretty sturdy. Really, this could be one hell of a carnival.
Oh, you're so right. Thanks to your smooth salesmanship and your silver tongue, you've completely sold me on the place. Let's shake on it.
Well, sure. It's my privilege.
Indeed it is. Naturally, I won't be paying you anything. My colleagues persuaded your partner to sign the necessary documents just over an hour ago. The property's mine already. You're happy with that, I take it. I can see that you are. I'm so glad. You know, when you see the improvements I have planned for this place, I guarantee you'll be absolutely speechless. And incidentally, that's a lifetime guarantee. Well, I must dash. There's equipment to hire, plus workers who will suit the general tone of the establishment. And then, of course, I've yet to secure my main attractions. Do feel free to stick around. Of course, I'd be shocked if you didn't. Seeing as, well, you're kind of dead.
Your refreshments, sir? Master Bruce, is there anything further I can assist you with, or will that be all?
No, that's all. I've been trying to figure out what he intends to do. It's almost impossible. I don't know, Alfred. All these years and I don't know who he is any more than he knows who I am. How could two people hate so much without knowing each other? I can't even tell what he is planning this time.
I hate this, Barbara. Whenever we jail him, I think, please God, just keep him there. Then he escapes and we all sit around, hoping he won't do anything too awful this time. I hate it.
Dad, just once, could you leave your work at the office and relax? I made you cocoa.
Thank you, sweetheart. I'll drink it when I've pasted this latest clipping in.
You know, I found that Catwoman scrapbook you said was missing. It was behind the wardrobe. Someday you ought to let me work out a proper filing system like we used in the library. Ugh! Look, you use too much paste. It's all squidging under the edges of the clipping. You're going to get it on your pants.
Barbara, you're fussier than your mother ever was. Was that in the door?
Yeah, it'll be Colleen from across the street. Tonight's our yoga class. Come on, Dad. Company! Put your scrapbooks away.
Look at this article. First meeting of Batman and the Joker. What year was that?
Well, I remember you describing the white face and the green hair to me when I was a kid. It scared the hell out of me.
I thought you'd be interested.
Yeah, well, I had some interesting nightmares. Hello?
Barb!
Please don't worry. It's a psychological complaint, common among ex-librarians. You see, she thinks she's a coffee table edition. Mind you, I can't say much for the volume's condition. I mean, there's a hole in the jacket, and the spine appears to be damaged. Could you give the commissioner a hand, old boy? We don't want him handling damaged goods.
Scum, my daughter!
Frankly, she won't be walking off the shelves in that state of repair. In fact, the idea of her walking anywhere seems increasingly remote. But then that's always the problem with soft backs. God, these literary discussions are so dry. When you've finished with the old boy, you know where to take him. And please do be careful. After all, he is topping the bill. You know, it's such a shame you'll miss your father's debut, Miss Gordon.
Sadly, our venue wasn't built for the disabled in mind. Oh, shh, don't worry. I'll take some snapshots to remind him of you. You know, these clothes simply don't become you at all. You should be in something more dazzling. Or nothing at all.
Why are you doing this?
To prove a point. Here's to crime. Smile. That's why, darling.
You see, I have to prove myself as a husband and as a father. I wouldn't be doing this sort of thing if it wasn't something important. It's like, I began as a lab assistant, right? It was a good job. A real good job. So what did I do? I quit to become a comedian. I was so sure I had talent. But, well, look at me. I guess my talents didn't lie in that direction. So you see, if I just do this one big crime...
Hey! Jeez, man, be cool.
I'm sorry. I don't usually drink lunchtimes. It's just, if you're sure we can get away with this thing and that nobody will know that I was involved...
Don't worry, friend. We'll take care of you. We need your help getting through that chemical plant where you work to the playing card company next door.
So, like, to absolutely guarantee nobody connects you with the robbery, you'll be wearing this.
Wearing that thing? A red dome? But there are no eye slits. I won't be able to see.
There's these lenses of red two-way mirror glass set into it. Pretty smart stuff, right?
I don't know. That mask, isn't it the one that Red Hood guy wears who raided that ice company last month?
Smarten up. There ain't no Red Hood. There's a bunch of guys and a mask.
Right. It doesn't matter who's under the hood. We just sort of let the most valued member of the mob wear it for, additional anonymity.
Sure. The most valued member. That's you, man.
I don't know. I can't. Oh, God.
Christ. Hold your feet down, kid.
Look, I really don't know. That chemical plant's so grim and ugly. That's partly why I quit.
But you said there's minimal security, man.
Listen. Do you want to raise your kid in poverty?
No! No, of course not. You're right. I mean, it's just this once. Then I can switch neighborhoods and start a proper life.
That's the attitude. So, next Friday night at 11?
Sure. Sure, why not? Friday night it is. And then starting Saturday morning, I'll be rich. I can't imagine it. My life's going to be completely changed. Nothing's going to be the same. Not ever again.
The bullet went through her spine. I'm afraid her legs are completely useless. Putting it bluntly, she may well be in a chair for the remainder of her life.
Some woman in the same yoga class as Miss Gordon found her, named Colleen Reese. She found the victim in a state of undress, but otherwise the place was empty. The commissioner was,
Undress?
They didn't tell you, Bats? He removed her clothing after shooting her. We found a lens cap on the floor that didn't fit any camera in the place. We believe that, that he took some pictures of her. Jeez, look, really, I'm sorry. I thought you knew. It's pretty sick, ain't it?
Yes. Pretty sick. Please, leave us alone for a moment. Barbara, can you hear me? It's me. It's Bruce.
Bruce? Bruce, it was him. He took Daddy. Oh God, I remember. Oh, Bruce, what he did.
Barbara, take it easy. It's okay.
No, it's not okay. He's taking him to the limit this time. You didn't see his eyes. He said he wanted to prove a point, that Dad was top of the bill. What's he doing to him, Bruce? What's he doing to my father?
Up.
Up!
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 What? Wait. What is this? Barbara, what are you doing? Get off of me. You can't do that stuff.
Leave him.
Oh, no. Don't do this. I won't. Ah! Please, what is this? Where are you taking me? Oh, dear God. Is this the old theme park? Am I dreaming this? What happened? I was sitting in my... What? Somebody please tell me what I'm doing here.
Doing? You're doing what any sane man in your appalling circumstances would do. You're going mad.
You? Oh no. I remember.
Remember? Oh, I wouldn't do that. Remembering's dangerous. I find that the past is such a worried, anxious place. The past tense, I suppose you'd call it. Memory's so treacherous. One moment, you're lost in a carnival of delights, with poignant childhood aromas, the flashing neon of puberty, all that sentimental candy floss. The next, it leads you somewhere you really don't want to go.
The ride!
The tunnel!
Somewhere dark and cold. Filled with damp, ambiguous shapes you'd hoped you'd forgotten. Memories can be vile, repulsive little brutes. Like children, I suppose.
Barbara. Oh, no. Oh, no.
But can we live without them? Memories are what our reason is based upon. If we can't face them, we deny reason itself. Although, why not? We aren't contractually tied down to rationality. There is no sanity clause. So when you find yourself locked onto an unpleasant train of thought, heading for places into your past where the screaming is unbearable, remember there's always madness. Madness is the emergency exit. You can just step outside, close the door on all those dreadful things that happen. You can lock them away.
So, everything settled for tonight? You still going through with it?
Well, of course. I'd be crazy to back out now. I mean, the worst part, lying to Jeannie, that's over. She thinks I have a club engagement tonight.
No reason why she shouldn't keep right on thinking that.
Right, man. No reason at all.
Listen, tonight, wear a suit and bow tie. It's kind of a tradition with this Red Hood business.
Of course. That's what Jeannie will expect me to wear. For the nightclub, it's perfect.
Joe, those cops are headed over here, ain't they?
Just cool it. They got no reason to think we're doing anything.
Excuse me, sir. We're police officers. Could we speak to you outside for a moment?
Me? But why?
It'll only take a moment, sir.
Listen, what's the problem here? I didn't...
Sir, I'm sorry, but your wife had an accident this morning. Apparently testing a baby bottle heater. There was an electrical short, and, well, she died, sir. I'm sorry. Listen, I hate to break it to you like this. It was a 1,000,000-to-1 accident. They have full details waiting for you at the hospital. There's no hurry.
If I was you, I'd have another drink.
My wife. She's dead. My wife.
Gee, that's terrible. We're really sorry.
Yeah, hey, listen, man, you probably want to be left alone right now, huh? We'll see you here tonight, okay?
Tonight? But I can't do anything tonight. There's no reason anymore. Jeannie's dead. You don't understand.
No. I'm sorry about your wife, but it's you that don't understand. What's happening tonight? It's no little thing. Nobody backing out now remains healthy. No exceptions.
But...
No buts, man. Tomorrow you can bury your old lady in luxury. Tonight, you're with us. Get the picture?
Yes. Yes. Get the picture.
Heads up, Commissioner. No fair hiding your eyes on the ghost train, you old fraidy cat. Oh, I know you're confused. You're frightened. Who wouldn't be? You're in a hell of a situation. But you know, life's a bowl of cherries, and this is the pits. Always remember this. Music, Sam! Welcome to Joker's Carnival!
When the world's full of care and headlines scream despair, all is rape, war, starvation, it's vile. There's this one thing I do which I'll pass on to you, and it's guaranteed to make you smile. Your life has no panache, but for me it's a mash. So let's save you from your sad dull drums. Come and see things my way, it's so wondrous and gay that you'll jump to the barrel of a gun. I go loony like a light bulb bashed bulb, just go loony and you'll see. Simply loony like a moth to the flame. Come on, Gordon, go crazy with me. Come get lost, come get lost. Come on, Gordon, go crazy with me. Mr. Life is so swell in a nice padded cell. It'll chase all those dawn blues away. You can trade all your gloom for a neat rubber room and a cocktail of injections twice a day. Now the whole human race wears scared looks on their face when bombs loom like hawks overhead. When your kid's turning blue, it's no worry, 'cause you can just smile and nod your old head. When you're loony as an acid casualty, we're all ticking time bombs at 2-3. Or like the preachers you see on TV. Face it, Gordon, you're as crazed as can be. Come get lost, your mind's lost. Come on, Gordon, go crazy with me. In this universe, life is so funny, and you'll never know which way to go. We're naked apes headed for nowhere, something I know your daughter would know.
Wait, there's pictures. That's Barbara? Barbara! My daughter, Barbara!
Just go loony when you're hurting inside, 'cause life's so much better when you're certified. If life should trick you by, I know it's so sad. Don't get even, no, get mad. Your mind's lost, gone and lost. Don't get even, no, get mad.
What's the word on Gordon?
Christ, I hate when you come out of nowhere like that. Heard you've been busy tonight, Bats. Half the crooks in town are pissed scared you're gonna show up asking about the Joker.
Detective, there's no time. What do you have for me?
Yeah, right. Someone dropped this off at the station. Said it was for you. No one's opened it. I don't even want it. It's got the freak's face all over it. Hey, wait. We don't know what that's gonna...
The Joker isn't going to kill us. Not here.
Is... that an invitation? To the old theme park? That place has been closed for God knows how long. Is that where he has Gordon?
Yes. It seems like the Joker wants to make a show out of all of this.
Hold on one sec, Batman. I've had my issues with you in the past, but this... this is way over our heads. Way over any of our heads. And Gordon is... Jim's a good man. You don't deserve this. Just get him out of there, Benz. Can you do that?
I'll try, Detective. I just hope there's something left of Jim Gordon to save.
Here they are now. My goodness, that's some ghost train. When they went in, the chap in the middle didn't look a day over 17, and his three little pals were professional basketball stars. Look at him now, poor fellow. That's what a dose of reality does for you. Never touch the stuff myself, you understand. Find it gets in the way of the hallucinations. Why, hello, Commissioner. How's things? Commissioner? Hello? Anybody home? God, how boring. The man's a complete turnip. Take him away and put him in his cage. Perhaps he'll get a little livelier once he's had a chance to think his situation over. To reflect upon life and all of its random injustice.
Hey, come on! Quit daydreaming! Are we doing this thing, or ain't we?
Yes, of course. I was just remembering. I used to walk along here all the way to work each morning.
Yeah. Now put this sucker on, man, and shut up.
What, right now? I mean, are you sure it's okay? Will I be able to breathe?
Hey, man. Everything's cool. Jeez. You know, you got a funny shaped head there. You still see okay, man?
Well, yeah. I guess, except everything's red. It's kind of stuffy, too. It smells funny. Does my voice sound echoey to you?
You sound great. Now, how about guiding us through the stinking factory through to the joint next door?
Sure. You know, this feels kind of weird. Like a dream. I keep remembering Genie.
Watch out, man. Steps.
Okay, we go through here, past the filter tanks, and then the Monarch playing cards is just beyond the partition. You know, this place, it looks even worse in red. It looks like...
Hey, you! Freeze! Come on, get him up!
What the hell is this? You said there was no security!
They must have altered things since I left!
Altered things? I'm gonna alter your stupid horse face, man!
It's so loud in here!
For God's sake, run! This is all screwed up!
Murph, get some men over to the rear bays. We got the Red Hood mob in here.
Oh, Jesus! Which way is it? How do we get out?
I don't know. This mask... I can't see where I'm going!
I'm gonna kill you! When we get out of here, I'm gonna kill you! You useless son of a...
Frankie! Hell! Hell! Guys, you don't want me. You want him. He's the ringleader. He's the Red Hood.
What? What is it? What's all over me?
Watch out! He's pulling a gun!
Ah! Oh, no!
I've got sights on the ringleader. He's taking off across the catwalk, headed into the chemical plant.
Still a range?
No. No more shooting. I'm here now. I'll take care of it my way.
Jeez, what?
It's that human bat guy in all the papers lately.
What the hell are you?
So, Red Hood, we meet.
meet again.
No, this isn't happening. Oh, dear God, what have you said to punish me? Don't come closer! Don't come any closer, or I'll jump! I'm stinging my face, my hands! Something in the water. Oh, Jesus, it burns! Get this stupid hood off of me! Get it off so I can see. What's happened to me? Good God. I look like a clown.
Ladies and gentlemen, you've read about it in the papers. Now shudder as you observe before your very eyes that most rare and tragic of nature's mistakes. I give to you the average man. Physically unremarkable, he has instead a deformed set of values. Notice the hideously bloated sense of humanity's importance. The club-footed social conscience and withered optimism.
It's certainly not for the squeamish, is it?
Most repulsive of all are its frail and useless notions of order and sanity. If too much weight is placed upon them, they snap. How does it live, I hear you ask? How does this poor, pathetic specimen survive in today's harsh and irrational world?
The sad answer is, not very well.
Faced with the inescapable fact that human existence is mad, random, and pointless, 1 in 8 of them crack up and go stark, slavering buggo!
Then who can blame them?
In a world as psychotic as this?
Any other response would be crazy!
When God is gone and the devil takes hold, who have mercy on your soul?
Jim, are you still okay?
Oh God.
It's okay. Let it come.
He shot Barbara. Showed me photographs. Tried to drive me mad.
Listen, the police are following right behind me. I'll stay here with you until they arrive.
No. No, I'm okay. You have to go after him. I want him brought in, and I want him brought in by the book.
I'll do my best.
By the book, you hear? We have to show him. We have to show him that our way works.
Ticket I sent you. I'm glad. I did so want you to be here. You see, it doesn't matter if you catch me and send me back to the asylum. Gordon's been driven mad. I proved my point! I've demonstrated there's no difference between me and everyone else. All it takes is one bad day to reduce the sanest man alive to lunacy. That's how far the world is from where I am. Just one bad day. You had a bad day once, am I right? I know, I can tell. You had a bad day and everything changed. Why else would you dress like a flying rat? You had a bad day and it drove you as crazy as everyone else. Only you won't admit it. You have to keep pretending that life makes sense. That there's some point to all this struggling. God, you make me want to peek. I mean, what is it with you? What made you what you are? Girlfriend killed by the mob, maybe? Brother carved up by some mugger? Something like that, I bet. Something like that. Something like that happened to me, you know? I'm not exactly sure what it was. Sometimes I remember it one way, sometimes another. If I'm going to have a past, I prefer it to be multiple choice. But my point is, I went crazy! When I saw what a black, awful joke the world was, I went as crazy as a coot! I admit it! Why can't you? I mean, you're not unintelligent. You must see the reality of this situation. Do you know how many times we've come close to World War III over a flock of geese on a computer screen? Do you know what triggered the last World War? An argument over how many telegraph poles Germany owed its war debt creditors. Telegraph poles! It's all a joke! Everything anybody ever valued or struggled for, it's all a monstrous, demented gang! So why can't you see the funny side? Why aren't you laughing?
Because I've heard it before, and it wasn't funny the first time. Incidentally, I spoke to Commissioner Gordon before I came in here. He's fine. Despite all your sick, vicious little games, he's as sane as he ever was. So maybe ordinary people don't always crack. Maybe there isn't any need to crawl under a rock with all the other slimy things when trouble hits. Maybe it was just you all the time.
No!
Don't! Ow!
Gotcha. Oh, damn it. It's empty. Well, what are you waiting for? I shot a defenseless girl. I terrorized an old man. Why don't you kick the hell out of me and get a standing ovation from the public gallery?
Because I'm doing this by the book. Because I don't want to. Do you understand? I don't want to hurt you. I don't want either of us to end up killing the other. But we're both running out of alternatives, and we both know it. Maybe it all hinges on tonight. Maybe this is our last chance to sort this bloody mess out. If you don't take it, then we're locked onto a suicide course. Both of us. To the death. It doesn't have to end like that. I don't know what it was that bent your life out of shape, but who knows? Maybe I've been there too. Maybe I can help. We could work together. I could rehabilitate you. You needn't be out there on the edge anymore. You needn't be alone. We don't have to kill each other. What do you say?
I'm sorry, but no. It's too late for that. Far too late. You know, it's funny. This situation reminds me of a joke. See, there were these two guys in a lunatic asylum. And one night, they decide they don't like living in the asylum anymore. They decide they're going to escape. So, like, they get up onto the roof, and there, just across this narrow gap, they see the rooftops of the town, stretching away in the moonlight, stretching away to freedom. Now the first guy, he jumps across with no problem. But his friend, his friend Dent make the leap. You see, he's afraid of falling. So then the first guy has an idea. He says, "Hey, I have a flashlight with me. I'll shine it across the gap between the buildings and you can walk along the beam and join me." But the second guy shakes his head. He says, "What do you think I am? Crazy?"
You turn it off when I was halfway across. Oh, do excuse me. I
This has been 90.3 WMSC's production of Alan Moore's The Killing Joke, featuring Michael San Gregorio, Annie Facino, Morgan Vasquez, Jeremy Doyle, Nick Wager, with Brendan Clare, Mike Bufis, Corey DeWint, starring Rob Dickerson as Lieutenant Gordon, Kevin O'Leary as Batman, and introducing Brendan Malley as the Joker.